to the Middle East. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Pentagon says more U.S. service members are heading to the Middle East as tensions with Iran remain high. Fox's
Rachel Sutherland joins us live in Washington.
Rich, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with military commanders at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa as the administration deploys an additional 1,000 troops to the Gulf region. Secretary Pompeo told reporters the administration is trying to deter Iran from aggression.
It's been our mission. Beginning of this administration to convince the Iranian regime not to move forward with their nuclear program.
The Trump administration blaming Iran for attacking two commercial tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has warned the deployment could make tensions worse with Iran. Rich?
Rachel, President Trump threatening to remove millions of people living in the U.S. illegally. The president tweeting that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the country. That announcement comes as the president heads to Florida tonight to officially launch his reelection campaign at a rally in Orlando. Election security, a topic in Washington. Fox's Jared Halpern's live on Capitol Hill.
Now, Senate Democrats are planning to force votes on standalone election security legislation and as amendments on other must-pass bills like a national defense authorization.
And if Russia or any other country is able to interfere in the 2020 elections, it's going to shake confidence in our democracy to the core.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is criticizing Republican leaders for blocking an effort last week to approve legislation requiring presidential campaigns to report any contact from a foreign actor. Schumer says he'll also push for more funding for election security. Rich.
Jared, a rally on Wall Street as the president tweets he plans extended talks next week with China's president at the G20 summit in Japan. This is Fox News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months. Only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
In Michigan say they found the body of a woman and one child and are looking for another child after the woman intentionally drove into the Kalamazoo River. Police were called by two girls who told them a family member drove into the river last night. It's unclear if those girls were also in the vehicle and escaped. Authorities in Toronto still investigating a shooting at a rally for the NBA championship Raptors.
At least four people were hurt Monday when shots rang out during the Toronto Raptors victory rally and parade near Toronto's Nathan Phillips Square, sending thousands running. Three people arrested before the party resumed.
I'm not going to let this shooting define this fantastic event that took place when we had so many people that were here that had such a great time. And as you can see, the crowd dispersed really, really well.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders, the identities of the suspects will be released upon charges. No word yet on what led to the shooting. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Facebook is getting into the cryptocurrency business.
Facebook says it will launch a cryptocurrency called Libra. It's promising the service will be a secure blockchain-based payment system for mainstream users. Libra is expected to debut next year on its Messenger and WhatsApp services and also as a standalone app. It can be used to pay for things and send money. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook will manage Libra through a group that includes Uber and more than a dozen other companies. Each will contribute $10 million toward the project. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A land deal leaves a South Florida man out of more than $9,000 after paying for a piece of property online. He thought he was getting a villa, but what he got instead was a 1 foot by 100 foot strip of land in Fort Lauderdale. Kerrville Holness says appraiser photos on the auction site showed a villa on the parcel he bought, but that sliver of land he got is only worth $50. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. This is the Tuesday where the president goes to Orlando, Florida, and addresses the nation and announces that he is running for re-election. Now, I think all of us knew. I think the 63 million people that voted for him knew. But we'll see. Now everybody else will know what we know. Now, coming up a little bit later on the show, in fact, coming up next hour, a guy that has been a part of politics and he's been a part of media, and he's now the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, Michael Schaus, will join us, and I'm going to have him for the entire hour. And we are going to, you know, talk in terms of what the president needs to talk about. Now, we've all heard about these polls. I want to ask you, how many out there actually believe in polls? How many of you out there actually believe when you see, oh, the president's trailing Joe Biden by 11 points or 9 points or 10 points, whatever it is, how many of you actually believe it? I don't believe it for an instant. And in fact, let's go to cut 8. Let's go to cut 8. This is Steve Scalise. He is the House Minority Whip. And he was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And he downplayed these polls that show the president trailing just about everybody on the Democrat side.
Congressman Scalise, everyone's obsessing on these polls, some battleground polls. Trump internal polls supposedly said something. Pollsters got let go. I don't really care about the polls right now, although I do think Trump's numbers on the overall approval can be higher and should be. You don't want your approval with this economy, anywhere, I think. You want it up in the high 40s at least, and it should be 50. We don't have an honest media, though. I mean, if we had an honest media, the numbers would be higher. But what is your take now when the Democrats are committing money to states like Texas? Dan is a lieutenant governor of Texas, but Texas is Is that in any way in play, or is that just pie in the sky thinking for the Democrats?
Well, Laura, first of all, I go back and look at some of those same polls in 2016, and those were the same people who were saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton was going to walk away with Michigan. Wisconsin wasn't even in play. And oh, by the way, Florida and Ohio were going to be razor thin close. And so I would go to those states when I would travel around helping out other congressional candidates. And I would come back home and people would be depressed and they'd say, I've seen these polls and they say there's no way Trump can win. And I'd say, I just came from Pennsylvania. People are so fired up about this president's message. And at the time he was a candidate. And what he's done, Laura, his message, he's followed through on it with real commitment in terms of making people's lives better. As you talked about, so many things that President Trump has to tout in terms of what he's done to help every segment of our society, from the lowest income to people who gave up hope altogether, people that left the workforce, the millions and millions of people who didn't even show up in the unemployment rolls that are now working. They're part of the American dream. And if I could sum it up anyway, Laura, what President Trump has done, not just all the individual things you can tout, is he fought for the forgotten men and women. He made government work for the people who had been left behind in the Obama economy. And so that's what, if all of the other things that you can add up, he's got a lot of great accomplishments he can tout. But the fact that he actually went and fought for those people who had given up on government, that's what he, I think, is his greatest achievement of so many great achievements.
That is a guy that is a patriot, Steve Scalise. He was the guy that was gunned down at the congressional baseball practice. Remember that? And they thought they were going to lose him right there on the baseball field. And now he is back contributing. What a guy! What an incredible individual. Now, one of the polls that came out this week, just the other day, in fact, was the impeachment poll that Fox News did. And it showed that I think 48% do not want the president impeached. Byron York, let's go to cut nine. Byron York was on with Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel last night. And this was the reaction to that latest Fox News poll on impeachment.
Bottom of your screen, not impeached at 48%. Now, you've been looking at this poll, Byron. You've been looking and examining it and tweeting it. What do you make of this number here?
Well, what's interesting there is the not impeached number, that 48% number, has been very stable over the last few months. And these are people otherwise known as Republicans who just don't want to see the president impeached. We have seen some movement among Democrats. A couple of months ago, there were a number of Democrats who said, well, let's don't impeach right now. We need to investigate more to see if impeachment hearings are necessary. Now a larger number of Democrats say, okay, we've got enough. We can hold impeachment proceedings. That is going to put more pressure on Nancy Pelosi, who so far has completely pushed back on this idea of impeachment in the House.
That's Byron York with Bill Hemmer, the latest Fox News polling. I want to get... And I don't have time in this segment, but I promise we'll get to it in our next segment. Hannity last night was really good. He had Karl Rove and Ari Fleischer on. And they were talking about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And when we come back, I'll let you hear both Ari Fleischer and Karl Rove. They both say essentially the same thing, although they come at it from a bit of a different perspective. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local now. The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway. Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm guessing at least one cable network, either MSNBC or CNN, will end up having Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on as the loyal opposition after the president's speech in Orlando tonight. I am just guessing that what she has to say will be very negative about the president. Ari Fleischer was on with Hannity. This is cut 4. And was on with Hannity last night. And he is convinced that AOC will have some sort of an impact on the Democrat primary. She's going to endorse somebody. We're just not sure who yet. This was Ari Fleischer last night with Sean Hannity.
people she endorsed. Will she play kingmaker in the 2020 Democratic primary? So let's turn to the 2020 campaign. Are you going to endorse?
I mean, not now. It's possible that I'll endorse later on, perhaps, I do not see myself endorsing anytime soon.
Now, all this may be bad news for sleepy, creepy, crazy Uncle Joe, even though he tried to suck up to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez and adopt his own crazy new Green Deal. But anyway, new levels of delusion are happening for Biden, claiming that he's going to beat President Trump in Texas and Georgia and South Carolina. Here's the reaction. Fox News contributors, pretty smart guys when it comes to politics, Ari Fleischer and Karl Rove. And Ari's smiling more, Carl, so he gets the first crack at it.
Well, you know, Sean, the issue with AOC is she represents the future. She represents the energy of the Democratic Party. You can just feel it in the grassroots. The problem the Democrats have, and actually this will be interesting to see how it plays out, is there's a large number of Democrats who just want to beat Trump. It doesn't matter who they nominate so long as that person can beat Trump. There's another part that wants to go for the farthest left position they can possibly elect, and that Those two groups are clearly in tension, and that's going to play itself out through the entire primary campaign. Now, having 4 million Twitter followers, that's another reason why people do want her endorsement. I usually don't think endorsements matter. I think hers, particularly closer to Iowa and New Hampshire, will matter some.
Okay. That's Ari Fleischer. Now, Karl Rove is actually rooting for AOC to become a kingmaker. That somehow she will inject herself into the presidential race. He likes that idea because her negatives are so incredibly high. This is Cut 7. This is Karl Rove. He, too, was on Hannity last night, hoping that AOC will try to play kingmaker, even though she's not old enough to be president.
You know, Carl, I've known you a lot of years, and if you go this hardcore left, New Green Deal, and you're going to demand impeachment after 4 investigations, and you got hundreds of people and 150,000 people wanting to get in to see Trump tomorrow and 85 people showing up for crazy Uncle Joe Biden, I'm thinking that's not a good sign. I don't see any Democrat with any real momentum. Obama had momentum in 08. I don't see it here.
Yeah. Look, we got two issues here. We got AOC and we got Biden. We should be so lucky that she becomes the kingmaker, because this is a woman who's got real problems. I got a mini board tonight.
Full shot of this. Go ahead. All right, we got it.
Yeah, little mini board. This is a CNN poll in March. Her favorables nationwide, 31. Her unfavorables, 41. And then there's just a new poll. I'm a little uncertain of the methodology to it, but in her district, she has a 21 favorable, 51 unfavorable, and a 13% reelect. The bigger the role that AOC plays inside the Democratic presidential primary process, the more left-wing it goes and the better the president's chances for reelection are. If anybody thinks that what is going to sell in a hip district in New York that's gentrifying is going to sell in flyover country, they're kidding themselves. So I want her to be more of a disruptive force. The bigger the role she plays, the worse off the Democrats are.
Carl, why did Biden feel compelled to change his position so far on everything? He seems tired to me. And this is not a health diagnosis. He just doesn't seem like he's that into it. But he still gave in on the new Green Deal with his own version to appease her.
Yeah. Look, but I think he's trying to thread the needle and being a little bit too cute. He ought to be who Joe Biden is. Now, maybe he's trying to say, look, I'm not for the new Green Deal, but I'm for something that's reasonable and sounds sort of like it. But I think everybody inside the Democratic Party is recognizing the energy on the left of the Democrats and is trying to appease it. That's why we have so many Democratic presidential candidates, not including Biden and Hickenlooper, who've come out in favor of the impeachment of the president. So the energy's there on the left of the Democratic Party. I just think it's a mistake on their part, on Biden's part, to appeal to it so much.
That's Karl Rove on with Hannity last night, talking about AOC and, and can I be honest with you? He actually hopes she does become a kingmaker, because her negatives will be so incredibly high. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now for a free review. That's 702-870-4000. 702-870-4000. Regardless of where you live, if you live in northern Nevada, the Rurals, the Coachella Valley, doesn't matter. Call them right now, 702-870-4000. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes, I don't have time to get it in now. But I will tell you this. Joe Biden made a speech yesterday before what is it called, the Poor People's Campaign? Trying to reach out to people of color, Hispanics and blacks and things like that. The speech was insignificant. It's one of 1,000 speeches he will give as a candidate. Okay? But the one thing that I found in the speech was there was more violent rhetoric in just 2 minutes and 38 seconds than I can recall seeing in a Joe Biden speech. Violent references. And I thought, I could be wrong, I thought that we were trying to get past that. Leave the violence to Antifa. I mean, because really, if you think about it, they always talk about the alt-right. The fact is, I mean, let's be honest. It's Antifa. It is the left that has been violent, that denied Milo Yiannopoulos an opportunity to speak at Berkeley, almost burned the student union down, throwing bike racks through plate glass windows. That was Antifa. It was the Democrats. That wasn't the Tea Party. That's not exactly the way they operate. But coming up, I'll let you hear from Joe Biden. Joe Biden is, to me, he may be days, weeks, or months of becoming Mr. Irrelevant in this election. Yes, I know he is leading. I know he is leading. And by a substantial, and he's even leading the president in some of these polls. I don't believe the polls. But he's leading in some of the polls. Most of the polls. But it's still early. Anyway, coming up, I'll let you hear Joe Biden in his own words, using some, I guess what I would call violent rhetoric. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Tuesday. The president tonight will announce that he's running for re-election. He'll do it in Orlando, Florida. Watch parties all across the area. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks rallying after the president says he will meet with China's president at the G20 summit in Japan. Also, the Fed is kicking off its two-day policy meeting today. A decision on interest rates will happen at the conclusion of the gathering on Wednesday afternoon. Among the gainers today, tech companies including Apple and chip makers like Intel and Nvidia, which are rising sharply. And Americans want convenience and the ability to work out at home, and Best Buy is looking to capitalize on the trend, with the electronics retailer announcing plans plans to open a dedicated fitness space selling spin bikes and connected treadmills in more than 100 stores by the end of the year. Right now, workout equipment will be available online, including flywheel spin bikes, muscle rollers, rowing machines, and a series of connected treadmills by Nordic Track. The products will begin to hit stores in the coming months. The move is the latest part of Best Buy's strategy to expand beyond selling televisions and laptops. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. He's really never stopped running, but President Trump officially launches his 2020 campaign tonight with a rally at an arena in Orlando, Florida, after an all-day event outside.
The doors don't open until 5 o'clock, but there are already hundreds upon hundreds of people queued up waiting to get in, many of whom camped out in their tents on the sidewalks around the Amway Center overnight.
Fox's Phil Keating in Orlando. A day after top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell questioned why the former TV show host Jon Stewart was so bent out of shape about the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund not being re-extended yet, Stewart, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, accuses McConnell of using first responders as political pawns.
You love the 9/11 community when they serve your political purposes. But when they're in urgent need, you slow walk, you dither.
Senator McConnell says the fund will be renewed. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Here I am.
Okay, I promised I would. We're going to get to Cassie Smedley, who is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. But first, I promised I would let you hear Joe Biden with a couple of different, what I would call violent references that clearly do not belong on the campaign trail. This was Joe Biden. What was this? This was at the Poor People's Campaign yesterday. Former Vice President Joe Biden with, and this is cut one, by the way. This is the former Vice President.
Brass knuckle fight. There's no way to do it. What you do is when they say we're not going to support you, we do what I did last time. I went into 68 races in 22 states, and they were not blue states. They were not blue areas. And guess what? Remember, I got criticized by a lot of you in the press saying we're going to win back the House. We went over 40 votes. Well, we got 40 votes back, and we beat people who were, in fact, Republicans with mainstream Democratic people going in and saying, look, this is what they're doing to health care. This is what they're doing to. You have to go out and beat these folks if they don't agree with you by making your case. And that's what presidents are supposed to do. Persuade the public. Move people as to what's going on. Last point I'll make. Remember with the Affordable Care Act, because everything landed on President Obama's desk but locust at the time, he had no time to explain the Affordable Care Act. Once it got started taken away, all of a sudden we have what we call in Southern Delaware an alder call. From all those boys. An alder call saying, oh my God, I'm for health care. I don't want to take away pre-existing conditions. I want to make sure, etc. And so you go out and you beat them. You make the case. You make an explicit case, just like we did for the House. I think we can do the same thing for the Senate. Secondly, you got to make it clear to Republicans that you understand on some things there is a rationale for compromise. For example, when we did the Recovery Act, which the President, as you may remember, the State of the Union say, Joe will do the Recovery Act, $89 billion. And it was done without any waste or fraud, 2% waste, fraud, or abuse. What happened there? We didn't have the votes initially. So I went on and I changed three Republican votes. But you try to persuade. Doesn't mean you can do it all the time, but it kept us from going into depression. And so, folks, look, if you start off with the notion there's nothing you can do, well, why don't you all go home then, man? Or let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. Because we have to be able to change what we're doing within our system. Because you talk about the creed. We the people, we hold these truths self-evident. We haven't always lived up to that standard, but we've never fully abandoned it. And the moment we abandon it, we lose everything we stand for nationally and internationally in terms of the power of our persuasion. The reason why the rest of the world follows us and we're secure is not because we have the largest military in the world. It's because we not only lead by the example of our power, but the power of our example. And you can shame people to do things the right way.
That is the former vice president. Now, I checked in earlier today with Cassie Smedley. She is the deputy communications director for the Republican National Committee, looking for a preview of tonight's speech.
Cassie, I know that there's kind of an added excitement. The president's been going out on the road. He's been making speeches. He's been articulating his vision for the future, also essentially has taken a look back at a hugely successful presidency to date. But tonight he makes it official. A little bit exciting for you guys?
Oh, just a little bit. You know, I was just talking with a coworker who actually gets to be down there. I unfortunately have to be back on the home front. But and she said, you know, it's like everybody's waiting for the headliner, that this is a two-day music festival and there's this excitement. Everyone's having a great time. And then the culmination will be the president's speech tonight, that there's just a real energy. And then we're seeing, of course, around the country, we've got nearly 1,000 events going on, MAGA meetups and trainings to watch the rally and then train your friends and neighbors to register people to vote and get out the vote. And it's a really exciting time. And as you mentioned, the president has this great record to talk about. We're just not used to that. 2 years ago, he made all these promises. And today he's saying, look at all the promises I've kept and so much more work that we can do together if you give me 4 more years, which I think these people resoundingly will do. And that's an enthusiasm that is unmatched in the political arena today. And that's really where we're taking our cue when we're looking at how to engage with voters over these next, 500 or so days.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. I've been seeing reports on cable news that people at 3:30 in the morning, the line was four blocks down the street to get in to this speech that doesn't happen until 5 o'clock Pacific time. Is that pretty much what you've been hearing from the site?
Yeah, that is some real news. And in fact, the first people to get in line got in line at 2:30 a.m. Eastern yesterday morning.
Wow.
And it's only grown from that. And that's what we're talking about. You know, I would say in 2016, you'd go to these rallies and you kind of looked around and you said, who are these people? They were people that were unknown to most of us, not regular voters, certainly not people who were getting out and being actively engaged in politics. And now, not only are we seeing those people come back, they're bringing their friends, and now they're volunteering, and now they are part of this movement. That's what's so cool. I mean, we were talking to some folks who got in line yesterday, and they said, this is our summer vacation. We brought the kids. We're using our vacation days. We drove over. Maybe they'll stop by Disney World on the way back. I don't know. But they said, this is a great thing to do as a family, and we're excited to be able to do it. And I just thought that was so cool and so different, unlike all the other politics of the day that you hear, especially on the Democrat side with these sort of very typical meetups, and they talk about all these extra socialist, radical left things that are happening over there. And then you have this real slice of America happening at these rallies and at these meetups around the country of people getting together with their neighbors, talking about how things are going for them. And clearly people are feeling really good about the direction our country is heading right now under President Trump's leadership.
So Cassie, how do you sort out all of the polls that have been out just in the last couple of days? Fox News polls. That show the president trailing Joe Biden and a bunch of the other Democrats. How do you square that with what you're seeing on the ground?
Right. Well, we saw how many polls got it wrong on Election Day in 2016. So we're very careful to give too much stock to polls this far out, especially before any Democrat has even taken a debate stage. And certainly with our data, we don't do polling. We do modeling, which is just a constant in the field conversation that you're having. And that shows when you talk about issues, people feel really good about how things are going. And that's really good news for President Trump. So we are just going to press on with meeting people where they are to discuss the issues that are most important to them. That's our entire model that's very different from what you see in the outdated polling model. So when you talk to folks on the ground, that is completely matched with what we're seeing in our data. People feel good about the direction their country's going in, feel good about our standing in the world, feel good about their pocketbooks right now. Those issues that drive people to vote, things are going very well, and that's reflected in the support for President Trump. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. But you lead me into a nice segue into our National Week of Training that we're doing to coincide with this kickoff, where we are going down into neighborhoods and neighbor to neighbor, encouraging people and teaching them the tools and resources to go have that conversation and to go get an action out of their colleague, friend, family member, whether that's, hey, why don't you go register to vote? Or, oh, you're registered? Well, why don't you come knock some doors with me and let's talk to our other neighbors about why it's a good thing to keep President Trump and elect more Republicans.
And by the way, this sounds eerily familiar to me. It sounds like what Democrats have been doing for 20 years with precinct captains and literally coaching people to the polls. Is that what this is about? It does sound remarkably similar.
Well, it's funny you bring it up. So Barack Obama's community neighbor model, community organizer model, was building off of Karl Rove's George W. Bush 2004 model. But what we did at the RNC, and we're pretty transparent about it, is that we took that community organizer model that Barack Obama was so proud of and frankly was successful for him, but we brought it to the party. So yes, we appreciate all the support and enthusiasm for President Trump. But President Trump, one thing that is great about him is he recognizes that in order to have this movement for a long time, it can't just be tied to him. You know, people turned out for President Obama and then they stayed home. now with President Trump, he's saying, come out for me, but come out for every Republican. And then also let's make sure this doesn't just end with me, too, after someday when I'm not in the White House anymore, 8 or so years from now. But so, yeah, you're right. It's a neighbor to neighbor. No longer are you flying someone in from the Beltway to go talk to you about what you should care about in your life. Instead, you know, we were just talking, you and I hail from the same part of the map on the country in Kansas City. And we could talk to each other because we know what life is like for each other where we're from. And it's a much more genuine interaction, which frankly yields a much higher engagement rate, a much better way of doing business.
Let me just ask you, I'm curious, in 2016, there were a lot of people that when called for polling gave disinformation. They didn't tell them they were voting for Trump for a variety of reasons. Some of it was just misinformation. Some of it was they didn't want to be shamed by somebody over the phone. And I'm curious, do you think that is still going on? Do you think there are people that in these polls that we're seeing where the president's 8, 9, 10 points down, that perhaps what people are doing is they're simply lying to pollsters?
Well, certainly, I don't think there's been any reason for people to all of a sudden have a new trust in pollsters, especially when you look at the methodology. A lot of these pollings, they are oversampling Democrats or the time of the polls or the small number of people. So you really have to do your homework when you look at them anyway. But I think you raise a good point. Thus far, I often joke that we haven't had a reason to take pollsters out of timeout. There hasn't been any indication that they have learned from 2016, which again is why here at the RNC, and we haven't done polling for years, we do the modeling, which goes in and it's folks on the ground who take basically a big swath of information from, yes, there are traditional sort of questions that they might ask, but there's also behaviors, too, that we incorporate into that. I mean, there's $250 million data machine that is looking at all sorts of information as indicators for where people are, not just on candidates, but more specifically on issues. And a lot of that has to do with how you live your everyday life. It's a much more accurate look. We have a crazy success rate of being able to predict outcomes within 3 or 4 tenths of a decimal point. You got to go that far out to find the difference because it's that accurate. And so I think it's a much better way of looking at things. And frankly, it's better for people. If someone's coming to knock on your door to say, hey, will you support President Trump? Well, we don't necessarily say that. We go in and depending on who opens the door, you or your wife, we will ask a whole different set of questions. And that's a much more meaningful response that we're able then to collect.
And I'm assuming, Cassie, and again, Cassie Smedley joining us, the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. I am assuming that your people that knock on doors sometimes do a lot more listening than they do talking. Am I right?
Oh, my goodness. Are you ever? And those are a lot of notes that then get put in their app and taken back. And then we have this awesome data team. Yes, in the state parties, in the states, in the regions, and then eventually up to HQ, that take that into concert, and they then start to adjust how we talk to people. And it's kind of funny because I've noticed there's been certain feedback that I'll see come through my inbox, and then I'll notice President Trump start to focus on a certain topic. I go, oh, that's interesting. We just got a big feedback that said that's something people really want to hear him talk more about. And all of a sudden, look at him talking about health care or reemphasizing the border. The president really pays close attention to these conversations as well. So it's as much as he is a man who, there is no script. If you notice, if you ever look at a rally, he comes up and usually just has maybe a sheet of legal notepad paper that he's scribbled something in Sharpie on. There's no big script, but he does have in his mind, he pays very close attention to the data, and it's meaningful to him, and I think meaningful to a lot of candidates, as it should be, because it's the best indicator we have of where people want their elected leaders to be in terms of fighting for them.
I want to ask you, because you've kind of dovetailed really nicely into strategy. You've got nearly 24 presidential wannabes. There will probably be more as we move along. And I know dating back to 2015, when the president, the best analogy I've been able to give to how the president motored through 17 Republican presidential wannabes was something that you may relate to. This may be a dated reference, so I apologize, but they used to have wrestling at Memorial Hall in Kansas City, Kansas. And every Thanksgiving night, they had a Texas Battle Royal, 20 wrestlers in the ring. And the only way that you could be disqualified is if you were thrown over the top rope. And the hero or the villain would one by one by one throw wrestlers over the top rope out of the ring, and would in essence he'd be the last man standing. And that's what the president did. And I'm wondering, is that still the strategy as 23 or 24 Democrats line up to take him on? Is it going to be a matter of toss Joe Biden overboard, go to Beto, throw him overboard over that top ring rope? Is that going to be the strategy, or have you seen indications of a strategy yet?
Well, I take your analogy, but I offer this, that, you know, you saw with the president, he always played his own game. He didn't go in and say, okay, how does candidate A or opponent A work? Let me try and play his game and talk like him or her, as the case may be. He goes in and he's Trump is Trump. And it's interesting. So then it was easy to kind of pick him off, I guess, because he just kept being himself and people kept responding to that and the support kept growing for him and they liked what they saw. And it's interesting, on the Democrat side, you see everyone, or many of them anyway, they are kind of skipping over each other and they're already going and they're trying to be Trump. They're trying to have their soundbite moment, or they're trying to do their, I don't know, big overture. But that's not anything that President Trump scripted or that some consultant told him to do. He just went on a feeling of what he felt the American people wanted and needed in their next elected, their next president. And you can't buy that in a bottle and then just ingest it and go. So I think, interesting, to answer your question in terms of, is there a strategy of how to pick them off one by one by one? President Trump's going to go out there. He's going to host rallies, the same as the one you're going to see tonight, the same as we've been seeing for the last, really, over 3 years, where he's just talking about what people want to hear about.
Cassie Smedley, Republican National Committee, a Deputy Communications Director. More to come as we continue. Michael Shouse will join us from NPRI. Another preview of what to expect tonight from the president. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's Taco Shop. Mmm, I can just taste it. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Top it off with a refreshing drink and it's maravilloso. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you since 1964.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rock.
It is live and local now. Gosh, I get so excited. The president speaking just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. There will be debate watch parties, not debate watch parties. There will be watch parties all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. There's going to be a big one at Treasure Island. The state party is going to have one. There is one at Silverton. Debbie's going to have that one, and it's going to be fun. That's gonna be a fun party at the Silverton. Yeah, just show up. Trust me, it's gonna be fun. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, Nevada policy was incredibly active and did so much good in keeping a lot of the bad stuff out of the 80th Nevada legislature. We'll talk about the victories, the defeats. We'll talk a lot about what is next in the state of Nevada, and also a preview of tonight's presidential speech. Yeah, we'll do all of that and a whole lot more coming up. Michael Schaus will join us, communications director for NPRI. All that and more coming up, live and local, now.
One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.